It has been a week since 9 people, 6 of them children, were buried in the Mexican states of Sonora and Chihuahua. They were killed in a vicious attack by suspected drug cartel members near the community of La Mora in Sonora. The murders shocked the world and left many in the community wondering what to do next, head to the U.S. for safety or stay in defiance of those who might want to harm them. From the Fronteras Desk in Hermosillo, KJZZ's Murphy Woodhouse and Kendall Blust report.
The day La Mora buried its dead began like many others. As family poured in from around Mexico and the United States to mourn, daily chores still needed to be done, including feeding the chickens and milking the cows.
You guys already got 2 gallons.
You got probably a gallon
right
now.
For those 3 young boys, this river valley in remote northeastern Sonora was an idyllic place to grow up. Tall mountains tower over acres of pecan and pomegranate trees, hanging heavy with ripe fruit. The large U.S.-style homes speak to the success the Mormon community has found there.
Normal gardening, school, taking care of things, lots of family, swimming in the river, hiking, going to the ranches to camp out. Life has been beautiful.
That's how Amelia Sedgwick summed up life in La Mora over her 4 decades there. Her daughter, Christina Langford, was one of 3 women killed in the attacks early last week.
Home here is a paradise. And now it's scary. The only thing you can rely on is God. Just hoping that there's some sort of a purpose.
Last Thursday morning, Sedgwick's sons and other family were putting the final touches on Christina's coffin.
What do you want to do, Mom?
Will this fit through my window? You have a cushion? I have that, too. We can just put in the bottom of it. And then
I have a foam that's that thick if you want it.
Would that be better? It would for the road over, wouldn't it? It definitely would.
Christina would ultimately be buried in her husband's similar Mormon community in Chihuahua. The Salt Lake City-based Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints does not recognize these groups as a part of its church. What comes next for Sedgwick's family is an open question.
A lot of people are going to move out. We believe the war between the mafia and the cartels is actually going to get worse at this point. A lot of them don't want to be in the middle of it.
She has a lot of reasons to stay, but some family members would like to see her head to the United States, for the time being at least.
I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I haven't decided.
On the other side of La Mora, mourners sang and held each other close as they said farewell to 43-year-old Donna Langford and her sons, 11-year-old Trevor and 2-year-old Brogan. Their 2 small coffins flanked their mothers beneath a wreath of red roses, spelling out the word love. Through tears, family members told loving stories about the generous, spirited mother of 13, and her husband, David Langford, spoke of the family's sorrow. The children still recovering from bullet wounds in a Phoenix hospital and the struggle to forgive or even understand the brutal attack. He says their community is forever changed. The tragedy has already pushed some families to leave. For others, like Adrián Lebarón, it strengthened their resolve to stay.
If I leave this town, I'm going to die of sadness.
Lebarón was preparing to bury his own daughter, María Ronita, and her 4 small children. He was the first to find the burnt Chevy Tahoe with their 5 bodies still inside on the dirt road between La Mora and his home in Chihuahua.
We cannot let this stop us from leaving. We live in memory of María and Donna and Christine and those children that died.
He called on his community to rise up and hold the Mexican government accountable to make them safe. And if the government doesn't protect them, he says they'll have to do it themselves.
If that's the last resort, of course we will.
He says their communities are resilient and he credits their faith.
If justice is not given here, justice will be served eventually. It's my faith. It's my hope. And I live with that certainty. And most of these people, the same. That's why we're not afraid.
As the funeral ended, family and friends processed through the small town toward the cemetery. Eldon Spencer came all the way from Utah to pay his respects. His family is from nearby Colonia Lebarón in Chihuahua, and he says despite everything, he still dreams of moving here someday.
Buying a piece of land, having some trees, you know, building a house somewhere.
Walking with hundreds of mourners, he says in this community, you're never alone. And for many, it will continue to be the place they call home. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, reporting from La Mora.